What if the secret to career success wasn't another degree or certification, but the courage to bet on yourself? Robin Story's journey from serving tables to founding a $10 million resume business defies every conventional career playbook. Her story isn't unique because of its dramatic arc. It's powerful because it reveals something most of us miss. The difference between career stagnation and breakthrough success often comes down to one decision. That moment when you choose to take a calculated risk, even when your hands are shaking. Over two decades, Story has helped hundreds of thousands of professionals recognize and communicate their true worth, from executives who doubled their salaries to those who pivoted entirely into dream careers. In an era where job security feels like a relic of the past, her approach offers something rare: practical strategies built on real transformations, not theoretical frameworks. Success demands calculated risk-taking. Story learned this from her grandfather, a small-time bookie juggling multiple jobs. Those Saturday mornings collecting bets taught her that strategic bets on yourself are essential for growth. When Story left her six-figure corporate job to waitress while building her business, she'd analyzed the market, tested her concept, and created a six-month runway. Research shows successful professionals typically feel ready for only 60% of a new role's requirements when accepting it. The difference between success and failure often isn't ability, it's confidence to act before feeling ready. When a mortgage lender asked if her fledgling company could create packages for a few employees, she agreed, then discovered they needed 89 packages in 6 weeks. Despite feeling overwhelmed, she delivered, earned $30,000, and proved she could handle pressure. Self-efficacy theory explains why this works. When you act confidently, others perceive you as competent, creating a positive feedback loop that accelerates actual competence. Women particularly struggle here, often needing 100% of job requirements before applying, while men apply at 60%. This confidence gap costs women hundreds of thousands over their careers. Growth happens at your comfort zone's edge. The difference is whether uncertainty paralyzes or propels you forward. Our career choices reflect learned behaviors from childhood. Story recalls how witnessing Timmy Gianni choke on a balloon became such a powerful, teachable moment that she avoided balloons at her own children's parties, even passing the fear to them. Professional paths work the same way, shaped by deeply ingrained beliefs about what's possible or appropriate. An ER doctor from generations of physicians contacted Story during the pandemic, overwhelmed and seeking escape. Though he stayed in medicine, having a resume prepared gave him something crucial: the freedom to consider alternatives to his inherited path. These learned behaviors extend beyond career selection. Many undervalue their contributions because they were taught that bragging is inappropriate. Others remain in toxic environments because they learn to prioritize stability over fulfillment. Some avoid salary negotiation because they were taught to be grateful for any opportunity. Breaking free requires identifying these patterns. What career rules did you absorb from your family? Which professional limitations do you accept without questioning? The most powerful transformations happen when we recognize these invisible constraints, like the marketing assistant who couldn't see her own leadership potential until reframing her experience, or the IT manager performing CTO-level work who needed permission to claim that identity. Most professionals undersell themselves by failing to articulate their value. A 22-year-old warehouse supervisor hit a $75,000 ceiling until he created a resume with 22 quantified accomplishments, landing him a $120,000 operations manager role. His skills hadn't changed, only his ability to communicate their worth. These transformations happen because people dismiss achievements as just doing my job or fail to quantify impact. Effective storytelling translates vague responsibilities into specific accomplishments, not managed team, but increased team productivity by 32% while reducing turnover from 25% to 8%. Women especially tend to use collective language, we accomplished, rather than claiming personal credit, I led, diminishing perceived impact. The most powerful stories follow the STAR method: situation, task, action, result, providing concrete examples rather than generic claims. Your accomplishments don't speak for themselves. You must give them voice. Today's job market demands strategic persistence. With marathon interview processes and frequent layoffs, successful job seekers treat their search like a full-time job, accepting timelines of 3 to 6 months. Targeted approaches focusing on fresh postings and personal connections prove far more effective than blasting hundreds of applications. Networking remains your most powerful tool, with approximately 70% of positions filled through connections rather than public applications. Build relationships systematically through informational interviews, industry events, and strategic LinkedIn outreach. One client applied to 74 positions at his dream company before landing an interview, persistence that paid off 6 months later. For interviews, thorough research makes the difference. Investigate recent news, financial data, leadership backgrounds, and potential pain points. Use the STAR method for behavioral questions. Share specific stories demonstrating how you've handled similar challenges rather than claiming general competencies. Throughout the process, maintain boundaries. Avoid companies hiding compensation details, decline unpaid trial projects extracting free work, and remember, you're evaluating employers as much as they're evaluating you. Success comes through persistence, strategic adaptation, and maintaining confidence in your value. Understanding your market value is crucial. Research compensation through salary.com, Glassdoor, and LinkedIn, recognizing that geography, company size, and industry significantly impact ranges. Ask yourself, am I fairly compensated? Are peers earning more? What salary would satisfy me? Three strategies address underpayment. The threat approach works when clear inequities exist, like the female associate who discovered she earned $75,000 less than male peers and called it a clerical error, prompting immediate correction. The persuasion strategy builds a case through your contributions and market standards. Schedule a meeting, emphasize commitment, highlight accomplishments, and remain flexible. The quit approach leverages external offers, working 90% of the time when salary is your primary concern. Confidence amplifies leverage. A marketing executive transformed her CMO search by shifting from eager candidate to confident professional, asking about processes upfront, requiring salary disclosure, and telling companies she'd follow up if interested. This yielded multiple offers, letting her negotiate from $385,000 to $425,000. Your ability to walk away is your strongest position. In competitive environments, kindness creates unexpected opportunities and meaningful connections. Story's approach, inspired by Fred Rogers, who grew up near her hometown, demonstrates how compassion builds successful businesses and fulfilling careers. She helped a struggling young mother by sending groceries and regularly gives free advice to job seekers, embodying Rogers' mother's wisdom. When you are frightened, look for the helpers. Professional kindness means acknowledging contributions, mentoring without expecting returns, and maintaining respect even in competition. Research shows kind workplaces consistently outperform toxic ones on productivity, innovation, retention, and profitability. Psychological safety enables fuller contribution and effective collaboration. For careers, kindness builds authentic networks more valuable than transactional relationships. This doesn't mean abandoning boundaries. Competence and compassion reinforce each other. As technical skills become automated, human connection becomes professionally essential. Career success isn't zero sum. Helping others rise doesn't diminish your light. It illuminates the path for everyone. The most enduring professional legacy isn't titles or salary, but the lives you touched and doors you opened for those who followed.